Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Gloria Thompson, and I had taken a survey from that you had sent to me from Costco, and it was one of those promotional items of like a pair of headphones. And we just noticed that there was a charge on our account for $59, and we called our fraud line on our credit card, and the gentleman told me to call this number to have you stop any kind of payments or anything. So that's what I need to do.
All right. I'll have to see if you have an account with us, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
28422.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Gloria Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Thank you, ma'am. And due to security purposes, may I have your address?
546 Riverwood, all one word, Drive, Southeast, Bolivia, North Carolina, 28422.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I do see as of May 28, 2021, when you started our 14-day trial for our smartwatch and mini pods, and the shipping and handling for those was $5.95 each. The warranty was $14.95. These products do track sleep patterns, measure steps, and measure blood oxygen levels. And how's the product been working for you, ma'am, the mini pods and smartwatch?
Well, the thing is that I didn't even want the watch because it asked me when I went through the questions, the earbuds I wanted, and then the watch, you know, it asked me if I wanted to add that on. I said no, and I got this watch. I didn't even want it. I don't even use it because I have a Fitbit.
So. Oh, well, ma'am, all you have to do is just call us, and we would have definitely handled that for you. But, I mean
– the funny thing is I thought this was all done through Costco, so I never even really got any other information. So that's why this is really confusing to me. So, I mean, I don't even know who you guys are.
Okay, so we're customer service, and we're a third party for online companies that house products. And depending on the products mm-hmm. they house, that's what we do customer service for. So this mm-hmm. company, online company that you are associating with is Icon. Well, yes, Icon. And mm-hmm. for those charges, do you remember clicking a box that asks if you're 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout?
It's possible. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I know it's been
a while. I mean, I am, so.
All right. Well, yes, below that, before you pay the shipping and handling, stated the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial where we will ship you out the product, see if it'll work for you. In the event you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, it does state that you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product you paid the shipping and handling on, and it's a one-time fee. Mm. But, ma'am, I can give you a 35% refund on the mini pods if you'll like to keep them. And I can.
I mean, I can send everything back if I don't want to pay this $60. I mean, you know, even our credit card said they can just deny it and close our account, which I'm fine with that. So.
Well. So. Even if I would have.
Whatever's
going to
work out better for me.
And I can do that now.
So what are you? What is that? But what is that? But I don't even know how much this is all costing.
All right.
Is that the $59.95?
Yes, on the $59.95, I'll be giving you a $30 on your refund, and you can keep the mini pods.
Okay, I can do that. Well, I don't know. I think I just want to return everything. I just want to return everything. I'm not trusting this whole thing now. So, I mean, I know this is not your fault, but I just don't trust this whole thing. Because, like I said, I thought it was from Costco, and it's not. And now I'm a little leery. Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and give you the return address for the smartwatch and mini pods.
Okay.
Well, do you still have the packaging for it?
The watch is in a box. Yeah, I do. I'm pretty sure I got the packaging for the mini pods also. And it's because the watch, I didn't even. Yeah, I have the box for the, what do they call it, earbuds or whatever they're called.
Okay, so you say you do have the box for the mini pods?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, do you see an address on that box?
Address on the box. No, let me see if there's something inside. I mean, I have a little, there's nothing on the box, just that it's made in China. I have the little paperwork that goes with it. Maybe it's on there.
Okay.
There's supposed to be an address on something?
Yes. I believe it is for this brand of watch. I mean, this brand of technology. But if it isn't, I'll give you the return address.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I mean, because they're not great to begin with. So, okay, so here's the Icon Pods. Yeah, this, because all that came in here was this. In fact, even when I got the box, it was all, for the watch, it was all beaten up. I don't see any kind of address on here.
Okay, I'll go in and give it to you there, ma'am.
Sorry, I got to get back to my desk so I can write it down.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I mean, I had like two different pieces of paper from this Icon Pods. And it's basically just instructions. Yeah, there's no return address or anything on any of this or the box. Nothing. I didn't even really know who this came from. So this whole thing has been confusing.
It's okay. I understand.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so it is 1155. The number 1. E for East. And then a space and 4-5. T as in Tom, H as in home. A space and the abbreviation for Avenue, which is AVE. Period. Another space, the word units, which is UNIT. Another space, and C as in camel. And then a period with a comma after the C. And then the city is Denver. And then a comma. And then the abbreviation for Colorado, which is CO.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip code is 80239.
Okay. 11551 East 45 TH Avenue, Unit C, J, comma J. No, period, comma.
Yes.
That's really weird. Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And who is this? Who is it going to?
Okay, so you'll just put the website. I mean, the name for it is actually called Smartwatch. I mean, Fitness Watch.
And are the buds going to the earbuds going to the same place?
Yes, ma'am. So you will first put Fitness Watch, and then you will put Mini Pods.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what?
All right.
And then what?
So now there is a $9.95 restocking fee. So I will be refunding you the $50 from the Mini Pods. And you would just send the products to us, and I'll make sure that. Let me see one moment. So yes, after that, that's it.
So my charge was $59.95.
Yes.
And so if I'm shipping this back to you, how do I get prepaid? I mean, I can't just drop it off somewhere. Or will UPS just take it and then you guys pay for the shipping? How does that work?
Okay, so yes, you would have to pay for the shipping in order to return them.
So I'm paying for shipping and I'm going to pay $10 for restocking.
$9.95, ma'am.
Well, yeah, same thing. Close enough.
Yeah.
And then, so this is going to stop my, that $59.95 thing, because that's got to stop now. I can't get it in another 14 days.
Yes, ma'am. That'll stop the next transaction also.
All right. Hold on. My husband's listening to this. I want to make sure that all this is good with him because it still doesn't seem right to me. But so I'm returning you both items, and it's still costing me $10 plus whatever they're going to charge me for shipping and handling them back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
My name is Devin.
Okay. Devin and what?
My name is Devin with an I. That's all.
Okay. And how am I going to know that this is actually going to be taken care of?
Okay, so actually just got finished refunding you the $50, ma'am.
Okay.
And it'll be applied back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I'm about to go ahead and give you a cancellation order number.
Okay.
I'm about to go ahead and cancel this now. One moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. So let me know when you're ready for that cancellation order number.
I'm ready.
Okay, so it is C as in Charlie, D as in Delta, the number 2, the number 9, the number 2, the number 7, C as in Chelsea, the number 2, the number 5, F as in Frank, and the number 1.
Okay. So this is kind of like the only proof that I have that I'm actually canceling this order.
Yeah, that's the only proof that you will need to show that your cancellation is final, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna get these out to you. Of course, can't do it down till Monday, but I'll get these out to you guys on Monday. Will I get any kind of confirmation of knowing that you actually received this?
Oh, so as soon as you put it in the mail, ma'am, we should be. Let me see. The warehouse should contact us personally and let us know.
Okay. So should I, like, call you back just to make sure? Or will nobody will contact me, correct?
Oh, no, ma'am. So your account is canceled, so everything's good on your end. So all you have to do is just send it to us, and everything will be fine.
Okay. All right.
Well, just want to say anytime, and thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.